Now, if you haven't seen this video, let me explain to you what exactly is happening with regards to it. It shows what looks like members of the parachute regiment, certainly in full kit, and they've got the parachute berets on, and they have a mixture of guns that you would expect soldiers to have in the British Army. They're in an indoor rifle range of some sort, and they're firing off a lot of bullets in one direction. You can't see what they're firing at until towards the end of the video. So as you can tell from that, a lot of shots are being fired. And then there's a question about how impressed they are. They're walking towards the target that they've been actually shooting towards. And there's a question asked in there, how did that go? When it does spin round, actually, you see this massive photograph of Jeremy Corbyn, where you would expect the target to be, and a considerable number of bullet holes in his head. And the soldiers all seem pretty pleased with themselves. Well, let me speak to a man who's been in the army. He's an MLA now, Doug Beattie. Doug Beattie, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Pretty shocking, actually, if these are legitimate members of the British Parachute Regiment, three para, and there's no reason to believe at this moment that they aren't, and the Ministry of Defence certainly aren't saying to us that they aren't members of three para. There's an investigation underway, Ministry of Defence criticising any soldier who would fall below the standards that are expected. If this isn't below the standards that are expected, the standards must be pretty low, Doug.
Well, it's well below the standards, and having watched the video, it looks pretty authentic to me. But you know, it's up to somebody else to do that investigation. But you're absolutely right; it's pretty below any values and standards that the military put on its service personnel, and it's well below the service test that we should expect of any military personnel. And I'm in no doubt whatsoever that the Ministry of Defence, and in fact the unit involved, will carry out the investigation to find out how this was allowed to happen, who allowed it to happen, who was in charge of that particular range practice, because every practice like that has a officer or a non-commissioned officer in charge of it. They actually run it. So somebody was running that. So never mind the soldiers that you may have seen firing their weapons. There is somebody who is in charge of that practice who is responsible for their actions. And I think it's pretty disgraceful. I mean, take away the cap badge here. I mean, this is not about a cap badge. This is about any person within the armed forces who do that need to be taken to task. And I have to say, for those people sharing it, as well, I mean, they're doing to a degree a disservice to these men. Instead of getting in touch and saying, "What a pathetic, stupid thing for you to do," you're undermining the armed forces. They're sharing this for likes and retweets.
But are they not reminding the public of the type of character who may be? I'm not saying is who may be drawn to the parachute regiment.
Yeah, so you know, absolutely, and maybe you missed the point that I'm making, and the point that I'm making is that there's some people who are sharing this with smiley faces and applause and saying, "Oh, how great this is wonderful," as if they're sharing something that is what is good about the armed forces. And what I'm saying is, what they're actually doing is doing the absolute opposite. What they're doing is sharing something that is abhorrently wrong about the armed forces. Now, that's not to say that this should not have been brought to light. I think it should have been brought to light. I think there needs to be a very thorough investigation into regards to this. My point is targeted at those people who think that this is in some way the right thing to be doing, and it's absolutely the wrong thing to be doing.
Considering the news that's never off our headlines here with the history of the Parachute Regiment in Northern Ireland, there'll be a considerable number of people here who will look at that and just say, typical.
Yeah, of course, and people will look at the cap badge and they will see Parachute Regiment. The point that I'm making is whether it was a Parachute Regiment cap badge or whether it was any other regiment of the British Army who were doing this, it's fallen well below the values and standards of the British Armed Forces, and those individuals should be held to, and it has failed the service test. But my real concern, it's my genuine concern, having been a regimental sergeant major, having spent a long time in the military, 37 years, is that there is seems to be a breakdown in the professionalism here, because there is a officer or a non-commissioned officer who is in charge of this range practice, and they have allowed this to happen, and therefore discipline has fallen down, and that really concerns me, and that's why there must be a thorough investigation in regards to what we're viewing here.
This wasn't something that was set up on a whim by tearing a page of the Sun and a picture of Jeremy Corbyn and putting it up on a dartboard. This is a well-planned graphic that was prepared somewhere that is huge in size, that shows the Labour leader, I think from the picture, he seems like as if he's addressing a group of people, but it's a picture that has been chosen and a graphic that has been planned.
Well, where they got the graphic from, I've got absolutely no idea whatsoever. I mean, you know, they could be picked up from pretty much anywhere. Whether they had this created for themselves, the answer is I don't know. That would be for any investigation. And I'm also in no doubt whatsoever that somebody thought this might have been a humorous thing to do. And it surely is not. It's absolutely abhorrent. It's pretty pathetic. And it doesn't matter what you think of Jeremy Corbyn. The reality is it's not the right thing to be doing. It breaks down in professionalism. We have proper targetry for military shooting on military ranges, and that's what should be used. I mean, what they're doing here is just absolutely awful.
Some people who are commenting on social media are, as you've suggested at the beginning, they are very sympathetic to the targeting, albeit a photograph, but the targeting of the photograph of Jeremy Corbyn, because he gave a listening ear to Sinn Féin at a time when other people wouldn't give a listening ear to them. Is that mindset set within the heads of soldiers who were in the parachute regiment?
No, I, again, Frank, I'm sorry, but you just keep saying the parachute regiment. I mean, you've got to take away the cap badge here. This is not just about a parachute regiment.
It is if they prove to be members of Three Para. It's about Three Para, no one else.
Yes, but not the question that you're talking about here. You're talking about a mindset. I mean, there's many people who are absolutely disgusted at the fact is that Jeremy Corbyn had anything to do with Sinn Féin and the IRA in those days when we were still fighting a terrorist campaign. Now, we have to take Sinn Féin out of this equation here. We can't turn everything on to a them and us type scenario here. The point is that many people just do not trust Jeremy Corbyn. That's by the by. That doesn't matter. The point that I'm trying to make here is, regardless of what cap badge these individuals were wearing, what regiment, what unit they came from, this fell well below the standard that is required of the British military. It is absolutely abhorrent. It is absolutely disgraceful. And there must be a thorough investigation, and people must be held to account, in particular those people who are in a position of authority who allowed this to happen.
But do you not think that the people who are firing the bullets are motivated by something? And it's unlikely that they have an opinion on Jeremy Corbyn's position with regards to the working class, or his position with regards to the environment, or his position with regards to Brexit. It's most likely his position with regards to Ireland.
No, absolutely not. I would say the absolute opposite, Frank, and you're painting soldiers in 2019 as soldiers who are fighting a terrorist campaign of 1972. Those young men and women who serve in the armed forces today have moved well on from what we had here in Northern Ireland, and they are involved in political action throughout the whole of the country, legitimate political action, and they do have a view on things like Brexit. They do have a view on the things about the working class, about education, about infrastructure. You know, so we can't just paint this purely about Sinn Féin, the IRA and Jeremy Corbyn. Now, I can't say what their motivations were, Frank, and I don't think you can, I don't think anybody can unless there's an investigation. All I can say is what I saw, and what I saw was totally wrong. And, you know,
Doug, what's important here is it's not that long ago that Jeremy Corbyn expressed an acceptance for people to face the rigours of the law, and that includes members of the parachute regiment back in the 1970s. And today's members of the parachute regiment are firing bullets at a visual of Jeremy Corbyn on a rifle range. You don't have to be a major detective to begin to put two and two together.
Well, you'll also know that I have said that any military personnel who broke the law should also face the law, but we're not looking at my picture that's put up there either. And we're not seeing Karen Bradley's picture put up there because she has said the same thing. Again, Frank, that might be the motivation. I'm not saying it's not the motivation. All I'm saying is I don't know, but just to paint it into one corner, into one thing. I mean, Brexit by far is the biggest thing affecting the whole of society today, including the armed forces. There's lots of people who don't like Jeremy Corbyn, not because of what he did with the IRA, which has passed many people by now, but purely because they don't see him as a friend of the armed forces. So maybe it was motivated by that. I don't know is the answer. All I do know is what I saw. I can't speculate on the motivations behind it, but what I can say is what I saw is absolutely wrong.
And finally, if they prove to be, and the investigation is still ongoing, but the Ministry of Defence are not denying that they are members of the Parachute Regiment, if they are serving soldiers, should they continue to be serving soldiers?
Well, that's for the military justice system to decide. Frank, they have brought the military into disrepute, and therefore they will face the sanctions accordingly. What the military do then is really up to the military, and I wouldn't want to be anybody coming in and saying what they should and should not do. For me, as a commander, I am focused on the person who was in charge and what that individual allowed it to happen, and I think that's where the biggest sanction should be pointed.
Okay, Doug Beattie, really appreciate your time this morning. Doug, MLA with the Ulster Unionist Party, former Regimental Sergeant Major in the Army. Thank you indeed for coming on. I'm going to speak to Malachy O'Doherty about this in a moment. Barry has a quick point that he wants to make. Good morning, Barry.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Barry. Go ahead, please.
Frank, I just want to know, are you surprised or shocked about what you've seen?
Well, I suppose the question doesn't need to be directed at me personally, but are you surprised or shocked?
Completely honestly, no. Whenever members of the Parachute Regiment can shoot at civilians on the likes of Bloody Sunday, I'm not surprised in the slightest that they can take a shot at a picture of Jeremy Corbyn. If that was any member of the public who had a gun, who decided to put up an image of somebody, some other political figure, and started shooting at it, they would have their gun removed and probably classed as mentally unstable. They should be held fully accountable for what they've done.
It is hard to fathom that anyone would even consider putting the picture of any other human being up on a rifle range and fire at it. It would be seen by most people who have reasonable thoughts that it's some form of hate action. To put up a picture of a person who quite possibly might be the next Prime Minister of the country has to be seen by the Ministry of Defence as so far beyond the pale that it's almost impossible to in any way explain it.
I completely agree. But the likes Doug Beattie saying there about, you know, how times have moved on, it's a younger generation. But obviously something's still instilled in their head that they think that is completely acceptable.
Yeah, there's no question about that. They obviously do feel that it is acceptable. Barry, thank you indeed. Malachy O'Doherty's listening to all of this and has a point to make with regards to it. And Malachy, just before I come to you, I want to very quickly hear what Stephen has to say. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hello, Frank Hayden. What I've been listening to there is Jeremy Corbyn. It was scrappy what the army done. They left themselves open for criticism. But I remember seeing a photograph, and I've seen it in my own eyes, Frank, me and my wife both, of Jeremy Corbyn at an IRA rally with a T-shirt, "I love the IRA." And the love was shaped in the heart. Now, I actually seen that. Right, so I'd understand sometimes why they pick on him, why not any other politician. He actually seen the T-shirt said, "I love the IRA."
Yeah, I have to say, Stephen, I haven't seen that particular T-shirt. I do know that Jeremy Corbyn has certainly attended rallies. He has liaised with Sinn Féin. He has spoken well before any other politician spoke to members of the IRA. He spoke to them without a shadow of a doubt. Whether or not that was a real T-shirt he wore or whether someone in some way photoshopped that, I simply do not know. So I can't pursue the conversation with regards to the T-shirt. Yeah. But what is your point with regards to his beliefs in terms of Ireland and the para, the members of Three Para, most likely members of Three Para, firing their weapons at a huge photograph of Jeremy Corbyn. What are you in any way trying to justify what the Paras are doing?
I wouldn't justify it, no, but at the same time, it's like they, at their point of view, they thought it's like getting a photograph of a bad boss and putting it on a dartboard and firing darts at it. It's stupid, but you know what I mean. Hello.
Yes, I'm listening to you, but we're also while you're talking, we're also checking, because we can check everything here, and just to put your mind at ease, the T-shirt that you've described was not worn by Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn was wearing a blue T-shirt that people photoshopped "I love the IRA" over. So just to be absolutely clear on that, because when we see things on social media, we are sometimes don't challenge them. I hadn't heard about that T-shirt. We've now checked the T-shirt. The T-shirt was not chosen by Jeremy Corbyn, was not worn by Jeremy Corbyn. Now, to get back to your point with regards to the shooting of the bullets towards the image of Jeremy Corbyn, the paras cannot be excused for doing this. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, probably would. Saying you said about the T-shirt, I wasn't. I thought the T-shirt was genuine, you know, because it was all over Facebook and everything else. So I didn't know about the T-shirt. I thought it was real.
Okay. And a lot of people do think these things are real when they see them on social media. Malachy O'Doherty. Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I suppose when we're discussing what's real, I mean, is there a question mark over this? You know, I have seen mock-ups, you know, I think at one time even the BBC digitally superimposed a poppy on somebody, you know, during Remembrance Week.
This is important. This is absolutely important to emphasise. This is essential to emphasise that from word go on this, and we were in touch with the Ministry of Defence before we came on the programme this morning. We've said the Ministry of Defence is carrying out an investigation after a video appears to show members of the Parachute Regiment firing their weapons at a life-size photograph of Jeremy Corbyn. And it may be, and I think a lot of people would be hoping that it proves to be something other than what is seen on that screen.
I mean, I'm looking at it now, and for instance, there's an apparent sticker across the front of the video that says "Happy with that." And I don't know how that's done, you know. I just don't know. I mean, but let's work on the premise that it's completely authentic, because it absolutely appears to be authentic, and we just don't know 100%. In that case, I think Doug Beattie's take on it is very impressive. I think he's absolutely right. There was an officer in charge here who approved this. There was an effort taken to acquire that picture. I mean, it's a very large picture, and, you know, it doesn't show any creases. It doesn't look as if it's been, carried in somebody's knapsack and then unfolded, and it fits so neatly to the size of the target. So that's the other thing, you know, and that's one of the things that makes me just wonder if it's mocked up. But the main point is that Jeremy Corbyn is a possible future Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. As such, he will appoint a Defence Minister, and that Defence Minister will make decisions about the deployment of the British Army, potentially in a war zone or whatever, and for there to be soldiers in the British Army who are content to be filmed firing at an image of Jeremy Corbyn it's just such a demonstration of indiscipline and even potentially treasonous behaviour that it really does have to be investigated and dealt with. As for the question of you know, what are the character of the soldiers, the character of the parachute regiment? I mean, yes, Doug's right, you can go back to 1972, and it's a long way to go back, but an experience of many people in this community was that British soldiers, you know, as you meet them on the street, sometimes did not show the standard of discipline that Doug seems to think is the acceptable standard on them. Even aside from the question mark over, there's no question mark now, very much over Bloody Sunday and Bala Murphy. I mean, I was in situations where parachute regiment soldiers were brusque, ignorant, thuggish, drunk on duty, surly, and using foul language. You know, that was all clear enough. So when you talk about the standard of behaviour expected of the ordinary British Tommy, you know, I think anyone who's has memories like that is going to be a wee bit quizzical or cynical about that. But that being the case, here is something that was put into the public domain. It was supervised in some way by an officer, and it is British soldiers who will firing at the man who may one day be their boss, firing at an image of the man who may one day be their boss, and apparently having no reservation about that being filmed. I mean, what under God is going on? What kind of sense do these guys have if they would do something like this and then let somebody stand and film it? You know, they're not very bright.
Totally. I agree with everything you're saying. There are riders on this, however, because, and we need to emphasise this, and I think it's the third time we've emphasised it when we come on at 9 o'clock this morning. The Ministry of Defence are carrying out an investigation after the video that appears to show members of the parachute regiment doing what we're describing has gone online. Now, if they had the real photograph there and they were shooting at it, that is unacceptable beyond belief. If indeed they decided to doctor it later, the soldiers themselves, and make it look like as if they'd been shooting at Jeremy Corbyn, that is equally unacceptable. The only way the army would be let off the hook on this would be if someone outside of the army had video of soldiers firing at a proper target and then superimposed Jeremy Corbyn onto it. We remain open to that possibility. We need to emphasise that. We remain open to that possibility. And of course, we will bring you more on it whenever the Ministry of Defence carry out their investigation. But it looks damning for the Parachute Regiment at this moment in time. But those three riders need to be kept in mind while we discuss it. Malachy, do stay on the line with me because I want to talk Brexit to you as well in just a moment. We've had it confirmed from the sources that are coming through to us that the army has confirmed the videos are legitimate. It was taken in Kabul in Afghanistan. The soldiers were practicing drills there and they had images of VIPs who they shot at.
Well, others as well then.
Yeah, that seems to be the issue, but that's the latest that's coming through in relation to the Sky News defence correspondent, yeah. Alistair Bunkle, who telling us that at this present moment in time. Certainly, have more on it as the day goes by. Malachy, thank you very much indeed. Alex, are you still with us? No, he has gone. I'm just going to double check what he thought on that now that story has been confirmed as far as the Sky News defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle is concerned, saying the army has confirmed the video is legitimate, taken in Kabul, soldiers practicing their particular set of drills that they were going through. Right, we'll have more on that, obviously. 0289 0333 105. Now, this possible explanation from the British Army is becoming a little more clear. Just in case you're joining us for the first time this morning, you're wondering what we're talking about. A video has appeared on social media of what looks like members of 3PARA shooting at a very large image, a cardboard image of Jeremy Corbyn. And we were trying to get information on whether this was a legitimate video or whether it was mocked up in some way. But the word from the Sky News defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle is that the army's confirming that the video is legitimate. Now, we did play some audio from this video a little earlier in the programme, and the paras are firing a number of weapons. So a considerable amount of gunfire being aimed towards a target. Then the camera spins round and you see that it is a very large photograph of Jeremy Corbyn, and the soldiers in the video seem to be taking some pleasure at putting a number of bullet holes in the cardboard image of the head of Jeremy Corbyn. And the army confirming that this video is legitimate. It was taken in Kabul in Afghanistan. Now, here's the explanation. Now, here's the detail on the explanation. The soldiers practice what's called a guardian angel drill. they protect VIPs. So they have in the vicinity images of VIPs on the range. Images of VIPs are on the range. The VIPs are there to be seen as people to be protected, not shot at. Now, according to Sky, Alistair Bunkle has been told that they are simulated rounds, paint rounds, not bullets, but it has a terrible look, according to a senior defence source. Now, whether they're firing paint out of those guns, which look like army weapons, or whether they're firing real bullets is probably irrelevant at this point in time, because it does look like as if three para are attacking Jeremy Corbyn. Whether or not they've fired shots at any other VIP image, we do not know. We can't presume that they have shot at any other VIP image that would be on that rifle range, who would be seen as being someone to be protected. We only have imagery on the video of members of Three Para firing at Jeremy Corbyn. Now, the video has been taken down from lots of sites. You may or may not have seen it, but the Ministry of Defence is carrying out an investigation into the video that shows members of the parachute regiment firing their weapons at a life-size photograph of Jeremy Corbyn.